Morning, my name's Stephen Edmondson, maxillofacial prosthetist.
And just looking around, there are models of skulls there, models of faces. Obviously, the clue is in the name, maxillofacial. This is where you put people's faces back together if they've had an illness like cancer or if they've been in a severe trauma accident.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. As you're saying, as you can see, the 3D models, they are literally everywhere. It just allows us to pre-plan surgical outcomes, pre-op and post-op. So it just allows us to see everything in a 3D virtual world as well. Andrew here is modelling an orbital prosthesis for a patient that's had neurofibromatosis.
In layman's terms?
It's basically a soft tissue overgrowth that just keeps changing all the time. So with these ones, we're chasing our tails quite often because they have to be remade time and time and time again. But as you can see, there's a 3D model at the back there.
So that's the model 3D printed out of the patient's skull,
yes.
And you can see that there are lots of problems with it.
Yeah.
And this is what you're modelling at the moment, something yes. that to wear over that to hide the problems that lie beneath.
Yeah, absolutely. As you see, you've got a hard tissue, so that the bone printed there in the 3D model. The model that Andrew's got in his other hand is we did a 3D laser capture of the patient's face.
I mean, it's quite ghoulish, isn't it, I suppose, walking in here to see plastic noses and skulls and faces around there. Is that something that ever kind of affects you when you're, or do you just get used to it?
I think you just get used to it.
Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah, I think it's just becomes normal day-to-day life. It's just normal, really. This is, you come in, this is your job. And I think what you find is that every day is very different. Every patient's very different, but it's quite nice. You've got like a unique person to work on every day.
And it's a really skilled job as well, I suppose, and things will have changed dramatically. I mean, 3D printing wasn't around probably 10 years ago, even 5 years ago.
No, I mean, it wasn't around, but certainly the 3D rendering, as with the printing and the laser scanning, that has taken it all to a completely different level.
And does that make life quicker and easier for you?
It's a different skills, different tool sets, and you can use them to... It basically gives you further options. Say we had a patient that had, like, burns... It stops them having to go to theatre, being anaesthetised. It's less traumatic for the patient when they've already been through a massive traumatic incident. So it allows us to... It gives us other tools to do the same jobs, really.